Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Governor Pat McCrory's plan to turn over the state's Medicaid program to a handful of for-profit managed care companies is running into some stiff opposition. The North Carolina Medical Society wants to know why the administration would bring in out-of-state corporations so they can profit by limiting North Carolina patients' access to health care, which seems like a good question. And it's not just the doctors with concerns. Influential Republican state lawmaker Nelson Dollar asked why it would make sense to end the state's nationally recognized Medicaid managed care nonprofit Community Care of North Carolina and turn instead to the, quote, failures and traps of commercial managed care. Also a good question. The same day McCrory was announcing his plan to privatize Medicaid, fellow Republican and U.S. Senator Richard Burr was giving Community Care of North Carolina an award for the high quality of care it delivers to patients in rural areas. And yet McCrory wants to end it and let Wall Street take over. Something is going on here, and it doesn't sound good for the state or people who need health care. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.